This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Every major brand is on Instagram, posting photos or graphics, promoting the lifestyle they hope you and me will believe we'll have if we buy whatever it is they're selling. But pay close attention, and you'll notice that quite a few posts really don't have much to do with any particular product. The latest trend in advertising is reposting jokes and memes, just like regular people, rather than businesses, do on social media. Amanda Mole writes for The Atlantic. Her latest piece is called Meme Thievery Goes Corporate. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
You say meme thievery, but isn't the whole point of memes that they are shareable and they're supposed to go viral? So how can they be stolen?
Well, memes are, you know, they have various different purposes. They're intended to, you know, entertain someone's followers or their friends. And because of the shareable nature of social media, often those things get repurposed by other people. And I think usually people are fine with others using their memes if they just want to show their friends something funny. It's a little bit different when somebody who's making money off of posting memes starts collecting those and using them for their own purposes and their own financial gain.
Can you give me a couple of examples of these memes that you say corporations have usurped?
Yes, mostly these are just jokes that people tell that then become popular on Twitter or Facebook or something like that. Drunk Elephant, which is a skincare brand that's sold at Sephora, one of the ones that they recently posted was, "I miss the 90s when red was good for you." Not Pot, a brand of CBD supplements, one of their recent ones was, "A therapist, expensive. A box of hair dye, $7.
True things.
Yes. And those are sort of like optimized to be liked, to be commented on, to be shared as things that then go out as representatives of these brands.
Now, you spoke with one stand-up comedian, Kelly Collette, and Drunk Elephant, the skincare company, used one of her jokes. How did she feel about it?
Her feelings were sort of mixed, which I think is often indicative of how people feel in general when they find out that a brand that makes things they like has used one of their jokes in their advertising. But then the more she thought about it, she was sort of irritated that the company who pays copywriters to write captions and write jokes for social media and for their website had taken one of hers and then used it to sort of entertain their own followers for their own gain. And because she is a person who writes jokes for a living, having something like that just sort of swiped by a big brand, I think, stung particularly.
But brand stealing ideas from the public and particularly social media, it's not a new thing. I mean, I'm thinking back to the Eyebrows on Fleek scandal.
Yes. Eyebrows on Fleek was several years ago when a teenager named who goes by the name Peaches Monroe made a funny video about how great her eyebrows looked. The phrase "eyebrows on fleek" sort of spread like wildfire across the internet. That included a lot of just regular people using it to caption their own selfies or just for fun. But it also included a lot of makeup brands, too. So this isn't new, but it's particularly bold to simply, you know, swipe somebody's tweet and reformat it as your own Instagram post with minimal credit, if any.
Does it work, though?
I think experts are sort of split on that. And it depends on what you mean by work. If you're just looking for social media metrics, if you're looking to see how much somebody has interacted with your posts, how many times they've been shared, then on a certain level, if you just want those short-term statistics in order to please your bosses or please your investors, it does work. In the best cases, that means hiring young people and hiring comedy writers to create, you know, funny captions or to write funny scripts for videos that they put on YouTube. In other cases, that means, you know, sort of outright stealing the work of unsuspecting social media users and not even asking for permission, let alone paying anybody for the work they've done.
Amanda Mull is a staff writer at The Atlantic. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.